Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi there, I'm Bob Pittman, Chairman and CEO of iHeartMedia. Welcome to Math and Magic, stories from the frontiers of marketing. This week, I'm talking to acclaimed musician and entrepreneur, Pitbull.
I think that education is the real revolution because as much as we speak about all the problems that there is in society and the world today, my mother's always told me, son, don't worry, the world's always been coming to an end. Don't let it scare you out of living.
Listen to Math and Magic on our very own iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's show is pre-recorded.
Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know y'all better act right. Hat on,
suit on,
looking like the trap dog,
giving them all phones,
dress
like a million bucks,
buttons,
things in his cuffs.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh,
yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
I sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Oh, man, got a radio show. Man, got a radio show and a whole lot more, too, man. God is good to me. I have no other explanation. I have no other explanation of my existence and where I stand in this thing called life, except if it was not for the goodness of God Almighty, if it was not for his grace and his mercy, there's no way I could exist the way that I do. I would not be who I am or where I am. I am who I am and where I am simply because God is who he is. If it was not for God, I would have no testimony for you because I would have failed every single test. Plain, pure, and simple. I can sit here today and tell you flat out that it is purely because of God's grace and mercy that I exist today, because of his favor. See, now, he shows us favor in life because of a combination of things I've discovered. And this is not the whole answer to life. I can assure you it's not. But this is a combination that I've grown to understand better and better. And I wish I had gotten it earlier in my life. But here it is. If you take faith and you combine it with an incredible work ethic, then God has the greatest opportunities to show you favor. That's the best way I can explain success to you from my standpoint. It is the combination of faith and work that produces the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, a lot of times we want God to bless us, but we ain't doing nothing for him to bless. So now we sideways in the equation a little bit. But see, if you had the faith in God that God can do anything but fail, that God will get you through, that God will see you through, that the God you serve is the greatest giver of all good things. If you kept that faith intact through it all and you produced an incredible work ethic, that allows the most opportunities for God to show you favor. See, without that, what you want God to do? See, you can have faith and be sitting at the house watching TV. There's nothing being produced, no opportunities for God to show you favor. And you got to do some things, man, that you are uncomfortable doing or don't feel like doing, or something that don't have the right payoff right in front of your face, with the faith that it'll pay off later on. See, too many people are working for the right now reward. And the right now reward is not how it works. Sometimes the reward is coming later on up the road. But the only way you can know that is if you got to apply the faith. And see, the reason you don't know that it's coming like that, or you have to have faith to believe that it's coming, because faith is the belief in things that you cannot see. That's what faith is. You know, let me give you an example, you standing at the crosswalk with a walk sign on it, and the sign flashing on the corner, don't walk. Then the signs say walk. What do you think your chances of making it across that street is? Well, pretty good. Because guess what? The signs say walk. You can see the other side. There's other people in the crosswalk walking. So guess what? You strike out blindly. It don't take a lot of faith to get across that street. That's not what I'm talking to you about. I'm talking about the faith, the belief in things that you cannot see. The faith that what I'm doing today, I believe in my heart of heart, that God wouldn't bring me this far to leave me, that God is a true and living God, that he keeps his promises, that later on, these things that I'm working towards right now going to pay off later on. See, too many people want the reward right now. See, that's not the exhibition of faith. If it's the right thing to do, if it's a good thing to do, if it's a just thing to do, see, if it's sin in it, it ain't God. You can just clear it on up right there. You can stop all the wondering if that's his voice talking to you, if it's the right thing to do. If it's sin in it, it's not God talking to you. Kill it. You can shut it down. You ain't got to wonder about it. Go down there and seek revenge. That ain't God. Go tell him off when you see him. That ain't God. Anything that's got sin in it is not God's voice telling you to do it. So you can kill that conversation today. That's how you know. But if you align yourself up, man, and what you're doing is just and right and correct and pleasing in the sight of God, it'll pay off for you later on. And see, here's the best way I can tell it to you. Here's another way. When you're going somewhere, when you're on the road to going somewhere, and you know the somewhere that you're trying to get to. Let's say you've set a goal or a vision for yourself. You know where you want to get to. You got a good idea. And you're on your way to going there. Listen to me. When it gets hard, and it is going to get hard, when it gets difficult, and it is going to get difficult, when it becomes challenging, and it is going to become challenging, when it becomes all three of those things, when it don't look like it's going to happen, don't stop and complain so much. But see, I know he done blessed me, but in the middle of it, man, I felt a little heavy. And you got to be careful when it get hard for you, because you'll find yourself complaining. And when you complain and see, what you can't do is you can't complain so much that you forget that the place that you're trying to go to, you actually on your way there still. See, don't get caught up in the complaining and then lose sight of your blessing that's actually happening to you. What? Really, man? Of all the times to register a complaint to God, to sit up and go, hey, man, I wanted to ease back into this thing. Ease back in. Man, you in. It's a tornado whirling around you. You ain't got time to ease back in. You got to go on and jump back in it. It is what it is. To whom much is given, much is required. Always appreciate the blessings. Don't get so caught up in the complaints that you lose sight of the blessings, man. God got a lot for you in your life, man. But you got to have them two things, y'all. You got to take that faith, and you got to apply a crazy work ethic to it. And that creates the most opportunities for God to show you favor. And when God starts showing you favor, man, all them seeds you planted, all of that wheat you've been sowing, all of that hard work you've been put in, God will pay it off. And he'll pay it off in ways that you don't even see coming. Okay? Cool.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
You know, it's so important to have representation in media. I remember growing up in Chicago, I was heavily influenced by the beautiful voices on the radio. Well, the next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories, Black truths. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. And NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the voice of the nephew. I should have started this like my daddy. Ah, in that great getting up morning. Fare well. My daddy would preach on anything. You never trust a big butt and a smile, all right? We're going to take time this morning to talk about butts and smiles. Butts and smiles. My daddy, R.I.P., I miss you, old man. I miss you. I miss you. This is the Steve Harvey Morning Show. It is the nephew holding it down. Uncle Steve is out today, but me and the beautiful ladies are in the building. That is Carla Farrell. That is Mississippi Monica and the one and only, the radio voice, the one and only Shirley Strawberry in the building holding it down. Junior and Uncle Steve are out, and I'm with the ladies, so I get to be sexy Tommy today. You know, I'm not all mixed into that ugly that they bring into it. They co-sign ugly, and I just don't see myself doing that. But they just
love yourself. That's right.
Unc and
love
Junior
yourself.
Just co-sign ugly, and I'm sorry. I feel sexy. I feel pretty. I just can't
not
do it.
Not even feel pretty, Kappa.
I'm pretty on my right.
Uh-oh, here we go.
On my left. I'm pretty so boy. Damn pretty. I can't stand my pretty self. Oh, I'm pretty.
Okay, question.
Yes.
Are there any unattractive Kappas since you brought that up? Are there any?
There are no unattractive Kappas. Every one of us are handsome, sexy, suave, debonair. That's us.
Yeah, that's who we are.
Ooh, that's who we are.
You got offended by Shirley's question.
I know.
Yeah. That ain't nothing you ask nobody. Are there any unattractive Kappas? Are you saying?
No one ugly has ever tried to play.
Ever crossed. Ever.
They got dropped.
Every Kappa is sexy and suave and debonair. All right. And I found this day just passed, January 9th, yes. Campus at Indiana University, Bloomington. January. Oh, don't do that again. Take two. I'm thinking about my wife's birthday. January 5th on the campus of Indiana University, Bloomington, Indiana. K.A. Psy was born, baby. K.A. Psy to the day I die. All right.
Okay. All right. The cute ones. Okay.
Don't nothing but sexy and suave cross. That's it. There's never been an ugly Kappa cross, ever.
I gotta look that up.
Ever.
You partied so hard at my university.
I did. I almost got a dorm down there.
You
almost got a dorm in Prairie View. I almost moved in.
Named after you.
He ought to be ashamed of himself.
This is the Thomas Miles dorm.
That's where I live now. I live in the Thomas Miles dorm.
Right down there next to Banks where I stay. Banks Hall.
When I found out Banks had four girls in one room, I was like, oh, okay, let's go.
Three. We had three. Three on each
Carla
side.
Said three. Carly
well, somebody must have been visiting the one I went in because I saw four people.
College days. Good memories. Uh-huh. School days.
School days, man. Real school days.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, Spike Lee ought to make a movie about that.
He did that. School days. Mm-hmm.
All right, coming up in 32 minutes after the hour, we'll hear from the nephew as he runs that prank back right after this.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, it is time to run that prank with the nephew. What you got, Neff?
Delivering your truck. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello.
Hello, let's see what I got here on my paperwork. Is this the Wilkins resident?
This is Mrs. Wilkins.
I'm trying to come by and drop the vehicle off for you guys.
I'm sorry, you must have the wrong number.
What I got is I've already loaded up the vehicle. Evidently, it just got in here to the dealership this morning. I just put it on the truck. I should be at you guys' place probably somewhere around 1:30. Is somebody going to be there?
Sir, I think you have the wrong address. We don't have a vehicle, or we didn't order a vehicle, so I think you might have gotten the paperwork mixed up or something.
No, I don't have any paperwork mixed up here. This is Wilkins, right?
Well, this is Mrs. Wilkins. I mean, that's my husband.
Right. Let me look at my notes on here. I got, I got a GL550 SUV Mercedes-Benz, okay. Black on black. Well, got that on the truck.
We didn't order a car. We didn't order a car, so I don't think. What address are you delivering it to?
Let's see here. I got some notes here. It says this is a special delivery.
Uh-huh.
Please put bow on top of it.
Uh-huh.
It's a Christmas present, and we're going to West Timberlake.
West Timberlake. No, that's not our address. And you sure it's for a delivery for Wilkins?
Well, let's see here. Purchased by Mr. Wilkins. Oh, here we go. Going to Sandra.
Going to who?
Sandra. Is there a Sandra that lives there?
Sandra is his ex-wife. I am his current wife. So you're telling me that he ordered a car for her for Christmas?
This car here is, from what I understand, man, looking at the, I'm supposed to deliver the actual title and everything. This thing's been paid in full.
He bought her a car?
Are you saying there's no Sandra there, man? What are you telling me?
I am telling you that it sounds to me as if he bought a car for his ex-wife. That sounds like
what
you said. This is Sandra. What's that address again? Give me that address one more time.
Okay, wait a minute. I tell you what, let me try to call this other number with Mr. cell phone number. I'll do that.
Don't call any other number. What I need you to do is bring the car to my house. I'm going to fix this. He bought her a car. You bring the car to my house and I'm going to handle it from here.
Well, ma'am, I'm supposed to take this over to, off of Timberlake. I'm supposed to take it out there.
Taking that off of Timberlake, you're going to bring that to my house, and we're going to deal with it right here. I'm going to get Charles on the phone. We're going to get Sandra over here, and we're going to handle this right now. So you bring the car on over here. What's your name?
I'm Perkins, ma'am. I'm just a guy that drives a truck. I deliver these vehicles all day long. That's what I do.
Then you're going to go ahead and deliver it right over here. Bring it over to my house now. I'm going to call her, get her over here. I'm going to get him, and we're going to see why the hell he done bought her a car.
Okay, well, I mean, I don't mean any harm. Is there any possibility that maybe she deserves it and he wanted to give
she
it to her?
She deserves it. She don't deserve no car. She's the ex-wife. Did you miss the point that I said I'm his current wife? If he's going to be buying any type of car, the car should have been for me. It shouldn't be for her. What time will you be here with the car?
Well, ma'am, the address I got, I'm supposed to deliver it off of West Timberlake. I'm not supposed to come nowhere else.
To West Timberlake, you're going to bring it to my house. That's what you're going to do. You're going to bring that car. It's bought it. You're going to bring it to my house, and that's where it's going to be delivered to. I'm going to fix that. You know what?
Ma'am, I want to pretty much stay out of this thing. All I want to do is deliver this thing off Timberlake.
I think I've created a problem that
probably wasn't even going to be a problem.
No, you already up here. I need to know a couple of things. Wait, when did he buy this car? He told me when he had money. That's what he told me. When did he buy this car?
This car was purchased right at a month ago, but it just got delivered in last night.
Oh, so it was a special order car. Okay.
Well, I mean, it's the GL550. It's the biggest SUV they got.
Okay, a SUV. Okay, Now, wait. When he came in, did you see him when he came in to buy the car? Was he with somebody?
Ma'am, I don't work inside the dealership, ma'am. I just drive the cars and deliver them.
Mm-hmm. Well, how much was the car? How much was the car?
Right here on the sticker says $98,000.
$98,000. Did he pay cash for it? Because you said it was paid in full.
I don't know how if he charged it or whatever, but it says paid in full.
But you said it was paid in full. So you mean to tell me this fool that bought a car for his ex-wife and paid in full, it was $98,000? That, I mean, I really want you to try to explain that to me. Is that what you're saying?
Ma'am, you asking me to explain some stuff that seems like he needs to be explaining to you.
I'm just a guy that drives the car. You have to have the information that I need to know. I'm trying to figure some out right here because when his gets home, it is on and popping up in here.
Now what's this right here? This is they've got a personalized license plate.
Say what? What'd you say?
There's a personalized license plate here. I guess they'll put those on when I get there. They're inside the vehicle.
Personalized license plates, so you have to special order those, right?
I'm assuming it's got Love X on here.
What you say?
LUVX, so a Lovex or Love X.
You know what? Bring the car to my house. That's what you do. You bring the car over here. You understand?
Ma'am, I'm supposed to take this to Timberlake. West Timberlake Drive.
You're supposed to take the car to? Bring that to my house right now. Anybody going to be driving a new car, it's going to be me. I can't believe that bought that enough car. Do you have my address?
Apple Forest.
That's my address. You bring that car over here, and you bring it here right now. I need to be your next delivery because I'm going to get on this phone, and I'm going to figure out what the is going on over here. I can't believe he bought this heifer a car.
Slow down here. Now, I got one more note on here, too.
What's the other note?
It says Vernetta. You're Vernetta?
Yes, I'm Vernetta.
Okay, it says Vernetta.
Mm-hmm.
This is Nephew Tommy. You just been pranked by your husband, Wilkins.
Oh, my God. I'm going to need me a drink.
Hey, I got to ask you one more thing, baby. What is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show. Boy, I thought this was over. I was going to take that truck and run over it.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Ask the Riddle-O. That is Ask the Ready to Love Officer. That's up next, right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour in entertainment news, we need to ask the nephew. Nephew, we got to ask you some questions about Friday's premiere of Ready to Love Part 2 Miami. Woo, it was good.
I told you guys. What did I say? I say this right here is probably going to be the best by far episode.
Yeah,
and I really
think
it is.
It was good. Mm-hmm. It was a nice surprise. Injured NFL safety Damar Hamlin is talking now. All right. And making great progress. Great progress. Praise the Lord on that. And Al Roker returned to the Today Show after a lengthy illness. But right now, it is time to ask the Riddler. Riddler stands for Ready to Love Officer, the one and only nephew Thomas. Huh?
I said, really though?
Really though? Riddle-o. Here we go. Quella in Perlin says, I'm 30 years old and I met my husband while I was a dancer. Now, we've been married for almost a year and I've got a lot of money saved up that he doesn't know about. Should I wait a few years into the marriage to share this information with him?
You got a lot of singles saved up, a lot of ones. I know what you got. Mm-hmm. I know you got bags and garbage bags of ones, and that man is trying. I promise you, to this day, he's trying to figure out why you got all these old clothes in the garage with all these bags. I know them are ones. I know that, but you're gonna have to break it to him. You probably got about $100,000-$200,000 in ones, and I get it. But yeah, you need to go and let your man know. Yeah, oh girl,
why?
What you talking about, Carla? When you dancing for real? Oh, you got some paper. You can
I was Shirley, first of all, but I'm not mad at her savings account.
I'm like, I'm really? I'm about to change careers.
I ain't mad at your salt shaker money, baby. Your salt shaker money has done wonders. So I think you should let your man, I don't know. I don't know. Everybody need a little nest egg to the side. I think you save two of them bags for yourself. Uh-huh. But them other eight bags, go on and let him know about that. You don't think so, Shirley?
No, that's her hard-earned stripper money that she was on the pole.
But I thought
herself.
When we get into a marriage, all this is ours together. I thought.
No, you have some together, but what you bring into the marriage should be yours. That should be yours. What if something happens? Yeah. You should have yours. He should have his. And they should have theirs together.
Strippers get a pass on their singles.
Dancers. First of all, it's dancers. Not
Exotic dancers.
It's dancers. And number two, that rule only applies when it's the man's money.
See right there.
Yes. Thank you.
Know your facts, baby. Know your facts.
Let's go back now. Is she tap dancing? What kind of dancing is she?
She's
are we
a
talking
dancer.
About?
Come on, we know. But okay, we're saying dancers, but we know. Yeah.
That's
you know what? Matter
said.
Of fact, next time we go out, I'm going to take y'all to one of them spots and we're going to get some wings and stuff. It's really nice. Really, really nice place.
The food is delicious.
The food is delicious.
All right. Yeah, I think she should keep it. I don't know. Anyway.
Right, Shirley. Right.
Yes.
Save your paper, baby. That's your paper.
Yes. Yeah. She doesn't have to share that. Okay. Moving on to Lawrence and Gary. Lawrence says, I'm 59 years old and I'm dating a 33-year-old woman. I've been avoiding staying with her overnight because I have been experiencing some incontinence at night.
In what?
You know, when you can't hold your urine, you know, when you tinkle sometimes.
So he's been wet in the bed.
Yes, that's what he's saying. He can't, and he's saying he can't pee in the bed with this fine woman. So he wants to know, should he tell her about his problem?
No, Lawrence, you're going to piss her off. Listen, what you need to do is get you some Depends, but some sexy. They got sexy Depends now. That way when you, that way when you sleep and you go, don't nobody know but you. You just laying there wet with your Depends on, but don't nobody know. It's all kept in. But you need to get you, I would say, get you some nice Depends. Matter of fact, double up on them because you might be going pretty strong. Double up on them. Ride your Depends out. What? I mean, he want to be with her. He want to lay with her and cuddle with her. Fine. You can lay there and cuddle and pee at the same time with them Depends on.
Ew. You,
cuddle and pee. You ain't never done it before. Try it, Lawrence. Try it.
All right, we're moving on to Yolanda in Phoenix. This is next to the last one. Here we go. Yolanda says, my 3-year-old daughter walked in on me in the bed with a man. She saw his naked body and asked what his you-know-what was. I panicked and said it was a fish. Later, she told her father that mommy's boyfriend has a big fish.
A salmon. This is sea bass
like
over here.
A marlin, a whale.
So, right. So what is the question? What is she asking?
All right, I'm getting to that. She says, and she asked the wrong question to me. How do I explain to a 3-year-old what goes on at home stays at home? That's not the question.
Okay, so apparently she's not with the father, right?
No, no. Yeah. Okay. Well, no, not if she's with a man with a big
That's
fish.
That's another later.
In the letter. Yeah.
That's a pretty big fish that girl done saw. That girl three, you done shocked her. That's a lot. Now the girl probably don't want to eat no fish forever now. You know what I mean? The little baby, the baby's mind is messed up. So now when she go to school and they have fish sticks, there's no way the baby going to eat the fish sticks because she done saw the fish in mama's room. There's no
she
way.
She ain't watching Finding Nemo no more.
No, no. That's completely out. She don't want no aquarium, none of that. She don't want to go visit the aquarium in the city. She don't want to do none of that. She don't want to go fishing. It's a problem. You've created a problem. You chose the wrong animal. You should have chose something else, but you chose the fish and the girl. What?
What should she? What animal? What?
I don't know. Squirrel. I mean, but not the fish.
Squirrel.
What?
Not a squirrel.
A rodent. But she wants
but
her.
But she's
to...
three, so it's kind of hard to explain to a
yes,
3-year-old any of this at this point. You can't really talk to a 3-year-old. And I understand you jumped to conclusions and you chose the fish, but now you've messed the baby mind up with the fish. Okay?
Poor baby.
Ain't no etouffee. I mean, it's really out. There's no the baby don't want no seafood. It's out.
Gumbo, nothing.
Oh, gumbo. Oh, hell no. Shrimp, shrimp.
Can't fish po' boys. She can't have nothing. But the good news
she can't
is,
go to New Orleans. She can't go to New Orleans at all.
But the good news is she's
What's the
three.
Good news, Carla?
She's three. She's not going to remember. She's three.
No.
Oh, no. She's going to be all that kind of time. Ooh, look at all this fish around here.
Why don't I like fish? Why am I scared of fish?
All right. Last one, nephew. Last one. Geraldine in upstate New York says, I'm 29 and my little brother is 26 and we live together. His best friend and I have been sneaking around and having sex when he's not home. I think it's time to tell my brother before he catches us. He says it's best to keep this a secret. Why?
Because your brother going to whoop his ass. That's what's going to happen. All these people walking around here, you got to have my sister. You could have went anywhere else. No. Uh-huh. Yes. Yes, there's a reason why he wants to keep it a secret. Because he know the brother going to jump. That's going to ruin their friendship, all that. Mm-hmm. The friend has really crossed the line. Leave people's sisters alone. You have crossed the line. Not my sister, dog. I don't want my best friend as my brother-in-law at all.
Mm-hmm. And for the people who don't know why you say that, not my sister, explain that part. Because some people don't know that. You know why?
Well, your sister is dear to your heart. And you already know what your best friend is about. You already know. He trifling. He just putting another notch on his belt. Not my sister. My sister's not a notch on your belt. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm whooping your ass on sight. What?
Okay, big brother Tommy.
All right, coming up at the top of the hour, we have some entertainment news for you right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
President Lincoln had a quote that was very famous. It said, good things come to those who wait. We all know that, but that is only part of the quote. The full quote is, good things come to those who wait, but only the things left by those who hustle. Well, if you're a business owner and want the best people on your team, the same applies. Thankfully, ZipRecruiter puts the hustle in your hiring so you find qualified candidates fast. And now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter's smart technology finds top talent for your roles right away. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's matching technology starts showing you qualified people for it. Let ZipRecruiter give you the hiring hustle you need. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry to try it for free. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/strawberry. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Guess what, Bango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show. All right, so nephew, you have a very special birthday announcement, and
I do. It's so special. I mixed it up with my Founder's Day date earlier. It is January the 9th. It is the day that my lovely wife was born, January 9th. That is Jacqueline Patria Miles. Yes, the one and only. Happy birthday to my beautiful, beautiful bride, my real, my ride or die. And let me ask y'all something. I bought my wife some beautiful gifts, but let me ask y'all something. This bothers me. Your birthday is January the 9th. Your birthday ain't all of January. I don't understand this here. What is all that about? Your birthday is not all of January. We're not supposed to do something every day of January. Okay? Your birthday is today. We're going to do something today. She started last week with all her best friends and girlfriends all last week partying, having fun. Had a big shebang this past Saturday. Now today is your day. Okay. Now this it. Now she talking about what we going to do next week. We're not doing nothing next week. We already did it. Your birthday over with.
I love it because it's right after Christmas and then it's right before for Valentine's Day. So you get all of the gifts. She gets all of the gifts. I love it.
She winning.
I love
She's
it.
She's winning.
She
I want to be
happy
her
birthday,
when I grow
Jackie.
Up.
Yeah,
happy birthday, Jackie Miles.
Jackie Miles, a.k.a. Lemonade. Happy birthday.
That's AKA right. Literally.
And Tommy, I don't know how this happened, but your wife and my husband's birthday are on the exact same day.
Yes.
They are both January 9th. So I want to send a special shout out to my husband, Ernesto. Happy birthday, darling. I love you. I love you. I love you. It is also our anniversary.
What? Mm-hmm. You remember?
Because he got on, we got married on his birthday. That part I do remember. Because to make it easier for me, we decided that day.
So I can
remember.
So that's why we picked a date to kill two birds with one stone.
Right. Exactly, Carla. Exactly.
So for you fellas that's getting married and got a bad memory, pick a holiday. Baby, let's get married on MLK. MLK Monday, baby. Let's get married on MLK.
That's right. Okay, Carla. Quick question. So Tasha was in my wedding. How old was she when she was in the wedding?
I think she was like six.
And she's how old now?
She'll be 15 next week.
Okay.
Carry the one. Carry the one.
I gotta carry that one. So I think this is eight years for us.
Oh, goodbye.
Eight years. I'm thinking it's 8 years. So happy eighth anniversary. Thank you guys. Thank you. All right, nephew. Nephew. Moving on to Ready to Love. All right.
Come on.
This is spoiler alert. So if you haven't seen it, on Friday night season premiere of Ready to Love Miami, it was all that you said it was going to be, nephew.
Come on.
You told us it was going to be good, one of the best. You told us that, and you were right.
Did y'all like it? Let me ask y'all. Did you guys like it?
Shirley, I loved it. I texted you. You said we were going to text you. I texted you. Yes.
But I texted Tommy before the show, telling him something about the show. And Tommy just replied, just watch the show. I was like, oh, I'm a real viewer.
So let me put it out. And this, like Shirley said, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it. But Rashid and Simone from the Ready to Love Houston, which was when we were on the resort. Remember when COVID first started, we got on the resort. And those two got engaged on the first episode, Friday night, Ready to Love Miami. Uh-huh. And it was beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. She was so, when I say so, blown away. When a woman dropped to her knees.
Yes, I was like, girl, get up.
Drop to your knees and start crying. You know, she had no earthly idea.
Yeah.
I was so proud of Rashid. That's my frat brother there. I'm so proud of him, man. And I think they're going to be a beautiful power couple. The girl is so smart.
She's an attorney.
She's a lawyer. She's amazing, man.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just he's a hustler, go getter, man. I bought my car through him. He's a
I remember you said that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but they make a beautiful couple too. And it was spur of the moment. It was spontaneous and it made everyone in Miami, all the new Ready to Cast Love members. Contestants. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
They were like, wow, that's what I want. They were so happy yep. for them. Yeah. Yeah. And
but it lets
cool.
you,
it was cool.
It lets you know
them
that it's
what
possible.
The journey about, what
exactly.
What
exactly.
The
and then they,
about.
Yeah. And Rashid and Simone stayed around and gave them advice and mm-hmm. told them about their journey and all of that. So it was really, really a very well done show, Tommy. Kudos, because it was good. It was good.
Let me also say this. I want to give also much love to Joy and Clifton out of D.C.
Yes.
who are also
uh-huh.
engaged.
Yes.
Who are also, Tommy got two wedding bells about to happen, baby. Y'all better ask somebody about Ready to Love. Two wedding
yes.
bells about to happen, and I hope many, many more are on the way.
Mm-hmm. I met Joy. She's beautiful, beautiful spirit inside and out. Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right, so we're moving on to Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin. He's breathing. His breathing tube has been removed, and
yes.
he spoke to his teammates on a video chat. Congratulations. That is wonderful, wonderful news. This all happened just 4 days after his cardiac arrest that occurred during the first quarter of the Bills game against the Cincinnati Bengals. From his hospital bed in Cincinnati, Hamlin told his Buffalo teammates, quote, love you, boys. His
yeah.
teammates stood up and clapped for him, yelled back lots of well wishes. Vice chair for clinical operations at University of Cincinnati Health remarked, so we know that it's not only the lights are on, we know that he's home. Okay.
Oh, that's
yeah.
good
I
news.
Love that. I love
yes.
that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Good for him.
And yeah. What were you gonna
and
say
right now, he need to start talking to the coaching staff, saying he want to be on the coaching staff. To hell with that field. Get on the coaching staff now. He's done. We are done with that field.
That's right. Coming up in 20 minutes after the hour, we finally have a House Speaker, and Democratic Representative Hakeem Jeffries made history as the first Black lawmaker to lead Congress. We'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
In political news, Representative Kevin McCarthy was finally elected House Speaker after multiple
Boo.
Days of negotiations and 15 rounds of voting. 15, yes.
15 rounds of voting, but 80 rounds of draws. He was sweating yeah. so hard. Yeah. You know that?
They made him sweat, didn't they? Didn't they? Yes,
yes,
they did.
Boo.
His election came after a chaotic night on the House floor, which included a confrontation between McCarthy and Representative Matt Gaetz during the 14th round of voting. This was the longest speaker contest in 164 years. Wow.
I
yeah.
saw that. And then they pulled the
That's
guy.
That's doing slavery.
Uh-huh. They pulled
exactly.
him back by his nose. Everybody was saying, what is this, the Waffle House of, of House
of voting?
Yeah. Voting?
You can pull me wow. back, but not by my nose, though, dog. Don't do
okay.
that.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
What
don't
you not
going
to do?
Don't you do it.
You don't nostril me. Don't nostril me. Don't do that.
The
yeah, but
Republican Party is chaotic right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, disarray right now. They're in disarray.
Yes.
And
yes.
we got to say congratulations to Democratic Representative Hakeem Jeffries. He
Come
has
on.
Made
Come
history.
On.
Yes, becoming the first Black lawmaker to lead a party in Congress. Did you see his speech and how he broke down the ABCs of Democratic values?
Yes.
I mean, that's definitely one for the history books. Jeffries eloquently went down each letter of the alphabet as he addressed Congress. He started off with, we will never compromise our principles. I'll say it again. We will never compromise our principles. House Democrats will always put American values over autocracy, benevolence over bigotry, the Constitution over the cult. When he got to F, freedom over fascism, and our favorite, maturity over Mar-a-Lago. And of course, he's
Ooh.
Referring to, yeah, the maturity, Trump compound
yeah.
down in Florida. But I mean, yeah, his speech was incredible. It was history making. You know, he deserves it. He's replacing Nancy Pelosi, who held it down for so long, the woman,
right.
you know, for women and for all Americans. But this is just, you know, we're moving forward. And this is great, great news. And his speech.
He
was,
is spit and polish, man.
Yes,
he is.
He
really,
is.
Really,
oh, yeah,
he's on
he's
point.
He's ready for the job. He's ready
yeah.
for the job. And Nancy Pelosi, she bowed out gracefully and
mm-hmm.
let the new, it's time for the new Democrats to take on
yeah.
leadership and move the party forward. to mm-hmm. see, you know, mm-hmm. to these Republicans. I'm telling you, they playing these dirty games.
Yeah, they still are.
Don't put the needs, and they don't. They don't put the needs of the people first.
Mm-hmm.
So
party over
good.
People.
I'm happy and, to and, see. I'm happy to see House Speaker
Hakeem Jeffries.
Yes, but didn't minority House Speaker?
Anyway. Uh huh. Didn't he kind of put you in the mind of Obama?
It did.
Instantly.
Yeah, he did.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
All
right.
I'm sure he ran that speech by Obama. Take a look.
You know he did. You know he did. All right. Coming up next, New Year's resolutions are hard work. We're going to talk about our resolutions for 2023 right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys, resolutions are hard work, as we know, and many of us make New Year's resolutions each year, vowing to do things like, you know, eat healthier, get more exercise, save more money. Making the resolution is easy. We know that making the resolution is so easy. But making real change is hard. We know that too. Research shows that it takes 66 days to turn a resolution into a habit. So it begs
that's a little
the question.
While. That's about over
yeah,
two
that's
months.
A long yeah. time. That's 2 months and some change right there.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
So, have we made any resolutions, and how are they going so far? Anybody?
I was told to make a resolution. I was
by
one. My husband.
Oh, okay.
Sit down somewhere.
Did you make
and save
one?
Some more money.
Oh.
Stay out that mall. Swipe that card one more time. See what happens. Swipe that Amex one more time. See.
Where's the fun
I'm
in
looking
that,
at him like,
Tosh.
Huh? No, but one of our resolutions as a family is to cut back on spending, cut back surely on eating out so much. I got to mm-hmm. cook more now.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
the goal. Yeah. But it's just January. We'll see. Hopefully we'll fall off.
Because it takes
so
66
much.
Days.
Girl, I ain't gonna be cooking for 66 days straight. Ain't nobody doing that.
You can do it. Shirley can't do it, but you can do it.
What if
so
I tried,
that's mine right
though.
There. Yeah. Saving more money. That is my yeah. resolution.
You know, my thing is right now getting healthier. I'm pretty healthy. You know, I'm pretty healthy, but I want to get mm-hmm. even more healthy, get serious about it. You know, I do walk every day. So I just want to get more healthy, pay more attention to me, the inside of me, more than the outside of me, I should say, because what's inside will come outside. But that's really my resolution, just to stay healthy and get even healthier. That is it. That is all. That is it. It's
well,
simple.
That's good.
And that's hard, you know, but we all know that health is wealth, you know, health is wealth. So
absolutely.
There you go. Because I'm getting older, you know, So, right. you know, I have a daughter, I have a grandchild, I have two grandchildren. You know, I want to be around for them and be mm-hmm. able to play with them because they love playing with me, running with me, all of that kind of stuff. And I want to stay healthy so I can do that, you know, for a number of years. So there you go.
Well,
you nephew, what
meal.
You got?
Come over
yeah.
because I'm cooking. Go ahead. Go ahead, Tommy.
But you got
you know what
that
mine food. Is? Mine is actually more family time. As much mm-hmm. family time mm-hmm. as I can put out there. Because, you know, 2022 was devastating for me. So, and I just started thinking about how much time I need to, most time I want to spend with my family and enjoy them, have fun with them. I do that a lot, but I want to do it
yeah.
even more.
Okay.
And,
yeah.
You know, my little girl is in college now. It's like, wow. I look up, it's like, where did the time go? She's 18
yes.
years old. She's in school, and she's a writer on the school newspaper. I'm like, where did
aww.
The time go? Mm-hmm. So now I got this 11-year-old. He at home, and, you know, he rich. Did I tell y'all he rich?
Yeah.
That boy
your
rich.
Baby.
My 11-year-old. He don't know nothing else. He is rich.
His lifestyle.
His lifestyle. Yeah. And I be looking at him like, you don't understand. Like my oldest son, who's 25, Trey. Trey was there doing the struggle. You know,
right.
he was there doing
mm-hmm.
this. Sydney was there doing the transition of getting things. Life is getting better.
Right. Yeah.
Jordan
yeah.
is rich. He don't know what them other two went through. And he don't want to hear nothing about what they went through.
Don't nobody want to hear that.
Don't bring me on what
struggles.
You went through.
Don't nobody care.
But Tommy, can I give you a compliment? And I say this about you all the time. You are an excellent father.
Yes,
you know,
he is.
I mean, I know you say, yeah, he is, right, Carla? And I know you say you want to spend more time with them, but, and I get that, and you should, of course, but out of what you do and what you're able to do
providing
and the sacrifices
for.
You make, I think you're an excellent, excellent father. And I just want to give you that compliment because, you know, fathers are so important to that family unit, that family structure, and you're there and you're doing it and you've raised some excellent children. I just
want
to
say
that.
Thank you so much, Shirley. But
you're
I
welcome.
Will say this. My wife is times 50 of that.
Oh, yeah.
She is an incredible mother. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. She's an incredible mother. I can't do what she do at all.
All right. Coming up next, it is the nephew, and he'll do a prank phone call for us right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 4 minutes after the hour, today's strawberry letter, and this one's a good one. The subject is, he asked his ex-wife to talk to me. What?
I'll be down.
All right.
I'll be down.
He asked his ex-wife to talk to me. No. That's not what we do. Anyway, we'll get into that in just a bit, my strawberry letter for today. But right now, it is the nephew. Up with today's prank phone call. What you got for us today, Neff?
Before we do that, before we get to the prank, Carla, what was your question? You had a question on the last break you didn't get to ask me. What did you have?
Oh, so the last break you talked about your resolutions and you wanted to spend more time with your family and all
right.
that. And we talked about, it's such a great dad. But my question is, do they want to spend more time with you?
Probably not. But you're going to do it, though. You're going to sit here and you're going to do it.
I pay for everything
curious,
in here.
And let me tell you, I'm turning into an old man. They come in the back room because I'm always hanging out in the bedroom. They come back, they're like, why is it so hot in here, Daddy? It's so hot.
What is it about they old people in here?
Because your mama be freezing me out. So when she leave, I make it hot. But all right, here's a prank for today. This is, first of all, happy Founders Day to the Sigmas. It is their Founders Day today. So big ups to our boy, J. Anthony Brown. He's a member of Phi Beta Sigma. Emmett Smith. The list goes on. This right here is, you ain't no Sigma. You ain't. And I mean it just like that. You ain't no Sigma. Cat dog, if you would.
Hello?
Hello, I'm trying to reach a Greg, please.
Yeah, this he.
How you doing? My name is Bernard, Phi Beta Sigma. I'm over Pledge Relations. Giving you a call today, man. You attended Prairie View A&M University, am I correct? Yeah, am I right? You attended Prairie View
A&M? Yeah, that's right, Prairie View A&M.
Okay. And from my understanding, you pledged Phi Beta Sigma in fall of 91.
That's correct.
All right, that's the Delta Theta chapter, correct?
Yes.
All right. Here's where we're having some problems here, going through the records.
Going through the records?
Actually, looking at the records that we have here at headquarters, you're not actually an official member of Phi Beta Sigma. I don't know what has taken place, but it's...
Wait a minute. What? What you mean I'm not a member?
Looking at our records here at National Headquarters, it's indicating that you're not an official member of Phi Beta Sigma. I don't know what could have gone wrong with this.
No, that ain't right, man. That ain't right because, see, Delta Theta is recognized nationally, so why wouldn't I be nationally recognized?
I'm not certain, sir. Maybe it's something that took place on that actual line of fall 91. We're actually going to have to do some research on everything that's going on with your line as well as the chapter.
But how is that possible if they gave me a certificate and the plaque and I got my pen? And I mean, I'm a Sigma. What do you mean?
Okay, sir, I don't know. What I'm looking at here, and please understand, I want to try to clear this matter up.
We need to clear this matter. Who else? Is there somebody there, like a overseer or maybe the head president of your branch or something that I can talk to or something?
Well, I am actually over Pledge Relations.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to give you a call personally so we can try to rectify the matter. And it's going to take us some time to iron this thing out. But what I need you to do as of this point.
Yeah.
And you know what? The problem is that I'm noticing is that all of the people that were on your line, they are official. For some reason, Mr. Greg is an official. So
yeah, I don't understand that because I was the line president. So how is everybody else able to be a Sigma and not me when I did all the paperwork that it takes to for the process to be right? I don't understand that.
Sir, you know what, brother? I can't call you brother for the fact that
you are not a brother. Call me brother because I'm a Sigma.
Sir, here's what we're going to have to do, Greg. We're going to have to get you to, first of all, if you're dealing with anybody alumni-wise, we're asking that you don't go to any meetings right now. We're also asking that you don't wear any Phi Beta Sigma paraphernalia. At this point, we want to make sure and get clarity that you are definitely a brother.
Wait a minute, man. I am definitely a brother. Do you know what I had to go through to get where I am today to be a Sigma? All the y'all took y'all dudes. What happened to that? If you're taking my dudes, you should be able to tell me, yo, man, we got this going on. Certain things are going on with your line. We need to check you. You took all my money.
That's the thing. I'm seeing checks that have gone through for other people that were on that line. I don't see any of your name.
And to this day, I'm like a lifetime member. So what the hell are you talking about?
I have no records indicating that you're a lifetime member. That's what I'm saying, sir. We've got to get some.
Somebody needs to tell me something today.
We're going to try to get to the end of this by the end of the week. It's going to take
a little bit of time. You're not understanding what I'm saying, man. Because I'm a Sigma to the heart, dude. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all playing with my heart right now, man. Ain't nobody finna do that and get away with it. I don't know what's going on.
You know, here's what we can do. We can bring you back in and do another pledging process.
Pledge? Did you understand what you just said to me? No, man, that ain't happening, dog. I done been through this already, man. I'm not pledging. I'm not signing my name on nothing else because I have pledged. I'm not doing no more. Y'all need to get somebody on the phone that can answer my questions. I want to know what's going on.
Okay, right now, and I understand, you know, the disbelief of what's going on. I really do.
You obviously don't. You a brother?
Brother, we're going to try to.
What year did you go across? Did you walk the same? I mean, tell me what's going on.
Brother, I'm fall 89, brother.
And?
Now, what we're going to have to do right now is, first of all, no paraphernalia.
No paraphernalia. You're trying to tell me that I can't wear what's nearest and dearest to my heart next to my wife and my child. You're telling me that I can't go around and proclaim what I am? That's like telling me I can't be black. What the hell is you saying?
And another thing we're going to have to get you to do, I understand you have a brand, a Sigma brand. That's going to have to come off until we get this taken care of.
What? Wait a minute. You talk about a medical procedure. What is you saying?
Sir, we cannot allow you to wear a brand representing Phi Beta Sigma when right now you are not a member of Phi Beta.
You can't allow that brand to me was allowed to put the brand on me. Now I can't be allowed to wear something that I've been wearing for almost 15 years. Are you crazy? Come on, man. That's some crazy right there,
man.
Sir,
we got to get you to take the brand off until all of this
brand? What the hell are y'all? Man, this is some. Look here, brother Bernard. What, Bernard, is that what your name is? You need to get somebody on this phone. Wait a minute. That's all right. I know the president my self. How about that?
Excuse
I will just call in, and I'll figure out my self.
Sir, right now, we need you to take the brand off or keep it covered.
Nah, you come take the brand off of me, if you want it that bad. Come get it. That's what you do.
You are not a member of Phi Beta Sigma.
I don't give a you talking about, dog. I am a member. If you want something over here, holler at your boy. That's what you do. You bad, come do it.
Sir, I'm telling you for the final time, do not wear any paraphernalia. Keep the
I don't want to hear that talking about no final. Let me tell you what's final. I am a Phi Beta Sigma to the heart. Boo, boo!
Sir, all I'm telling you is no more shirts and cover that brand up until we...
Look here, man. I'm going to wear everything. I got a hat. I'm going to have that... So, matter of fact, I'm going to wear that thing just to get on your nerves.
You're going to have to keep brand covered up until we figure out if you are.
If you want this brand covered up, you come get it. Until then, you better get the away from me. That's what I'm talking about.
You cover that brand up and don't you wear no shirts no more.
Let me tell you something. I ain't covering. Come get it if you want it.
I got one more thing I need to tell
you. Baby. This is blue fire. You don't want none. You don't want none. Y'all, this is some man.
I don't know what do, but one more thing I need to say to you. Are you listening?
Say what you got to say. You ain't getting this.
This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. You just got pranked by your boy. Hello?
Boy, y'all had me ready to kill by my man. Y'all, boy.
Let me one more thing, man. What is the baddest radio show in the land, Greg? What is it?
The Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Big ups to all the Sigmas out there.
Yeah.
You ain't no Sigma. Happy Founders Day to y'all. Okay? And if you a Sigma and you in Shreveport, Louisiana, I'll be there Sunday. Come on out there and let me know you are a Sigma. How about that? Shreveport, Louisiana. Nephew Tommy and Friends. It's Date Night Comedy Show. Yay, yay.
All right, thank you, nephew. Coming up next, Strawberry Letter for today. Subject, he asked his ex-wife to talk to me. We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
Guess what, Bango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Show.
It is time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com. All you have to do is click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter. Yes. Live on the air. Like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, this one right here could be yours.
Pop it like it's hot. Pop it like it's hot. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter. Boy, listen to my voice. Strawberry Letter. I got a voice.
You're back, baby. You're back. You are back. Subject, he asked his ex-wife to talk to me. All right, dear Steve and Shirley, I've been dating a man for almost 2 years, and we had our first major argument. I cannot seem to get along with his overbearing mother, and no matter how nice I am to her, she's always gritting her teeth and side-eyeing me. I sat down with my boyfriend before Thanksgiving and asked if he'd help me get along with his mother. He told me to take her to lunch and talk to her about things that interest her. I took her to a buffet and she loves. I took her to a buffet that she loves and I hate. I only ate a vegetable plate and she took issue with that. Since it was just the two of us, it was awkward, so I did not force conversation with her. She told my boyfriend that it went great, but she still doesn't see him having a future with me. I was devastated and considered breaking up with him. Then he said he had a solution to the problem. He said he had someone that really knew his mom and could get her to act right. I thought he was talking about his Aunt Fee when he told me Fee could fix things. But it was his ex-wife, Felicia. I didn't know he referred to her as Fee. He had the nerve to invite her over and had me help him cook dinner for her since I thought it was his auntie coming over. I knew Felicia from school and they were married for only 9 months and he hadn't mentioned her in years. She walked in and I thought it was a prank. No. I thought it was a prank. Needless to say, it didn't go well, and we broke up before Christmas. Fee has a protective order against me, and she had to get 3 or 4 stitches. Listen very carefully, people. She had to get 3 to 4 stitches in her forehead. My boyfriend is begging to come back into my life, but he doesn't see how calling his ex-wife to come talk to me was a huge problem. I could deal with his mom, but not Felicia. Should I walk away for good? Yes, you should. Yes, this is over. There's no future in this. There is no future in this because your boyfriend is crazy. All right, this whole family is crazy. This letter is crazy. Like I said, your man is crazy. His mom is crazy. Who is she? Come on. This is a mama's boy you're dealing with. What man brings his ex into the mix to talk to his mom about mistreating his girl? This makes no sense. I've never heard of this before. And Miss Auntie Fee, Felicia. Felicia is the real crazy one for coming over there in the first place. What woman, especially the ex, goes to the house of the ex? I just think your man is clueless and crazy. This relationship is never going to work because his mom doesn't like you, and she keeps saying negative things about you, and he's listening to her. He's not trying to help you get along with his mom. He gave you some crazy advice. This is not going to work. You guys are broken up. Move on. Nephew.
Okay. You went to dinner with mama to try to make things better, and you took her to a buffet that you don't like. And I know where y'all went.
Where?
Y'all went, because I used to go there with my daddy. Uh-huh. And I actually love it. I don't know why you ain't like, y'all went to Golden Corral. I know where y'all went. That's where y'all went. Y'all went to the Golden Corral. And I don't know why you don't like it. You could have sat there and got you some of them rolls. And you could have sat there and had a great conversation with them ladies, because them the best rolls in the world. You could have went to the Golden Corral and sat there. And I don't know why you sitting there eating some vegetables. And that's why she grinding her teeth at you, because she don't like how you get down. Now, and she grinding her teeth because she old people grind their teeth. And them ain't her teeth anyway, so don't worry about that. But that's what I'm trying to tell you. That's not that woman. That's not that woman teeth, I promise you. She can grind them and go get some more. She been through with her teeth. Her teeth been gone. But don't worry about that. What I'm trying to get you to understand is, when you sit with old people at their favorite restaurant, you got to show some respect. Get something to eat. Show them that you care. Then y'all can have a decent conversation. If you're an older person and you sit down and a young person sit down in front of you with just some vegetables at the Golden Corral, then that's just blatant disrespect. You understand that? You need to know that. And that's why people looking at you sideways, because you ain't real. Get you some rolls. Go over there and get you some of that ice cream out that machine. Put some sprinkles on there. That's when you having a good time. And she going to be like, you know what? I kind of like her. If you'd have done that, mama would have changed a little bit about you. You know, if she got the ice cream with the sprinkles, she had some rolls. We got down. She spread butter all over it. Now, you sat there and ate some damn broccoli. And that looks stupid.
And green beans.
You ain't talking about much because you ain't eating much. You got to have conversation for mama. Mama is real.
So this is about vegetables.
This is the first part of the letter. That's the problem that bothers me. Okay. Now let's get on to the second part. The second part that's devastating to me is now you've been invited. Y'all done cooked dinner, right? Y'all done cooked dinner because you think ain't Fee coming over. All right. But it's really Felicia. Who he used to be married to for 9 months. I don't know why that didn't work out, probably because his ass is crazy. Here's what I want to say. Felicia, all she know is she coming to dinner. Felicia didn't know she was coming to dinner with her ass whooping attached to it. She had no earthly idea you finna beat the hell out of her. Who go to dinner and walk away with 4 stitches? That don't make no damn sense.
And
Felicia didn't do nothing in her forehead. That means you lost your damn mind and you went completely crazy in that house. That's what you did. You lost it because you thought Aunt Fee was finna come through the door, and it's Felicia from the high school, and you remember her, and you didn't like Felicia back then no damn way. So you done took all your frustration. Okay. I know. Hold on, nephew.
I know you're on a roll right
Felicia,
now.
Felicia, if you're listening, I understand you, okay?
We'll have part 2 of our response to the strawberry letter today. It's 23 minutes after the hour. Subject is, he asked his ex-wife to talk to me. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, nephew, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. Subject, he asked his ex-wife to talk to me. Mm-hmm. All right, so this woman wrote in. She's been dating a man for almost 2 years. They had their first major argument. And because she can't seem to bond with his mother, she calls his mother overbearing. And she says no matter how nice she is to the mother's always gritting her teeth and side-eyeing her. So she sat down with her boyfriend right before Thanksgiving to try to figure out some kind of way to deal with the mother, just to deal with her. She's tired of her, you know, them not getting along and everything. So the boyfriend suggested that she take his mom to dinner, to lunch, maybe take her out to lunch or something. So she took the mom out to her favorite restaurant. She didn't like the restaurant, but the mom
Golden Corral is where they went to.
Yeah, and she ate, she didn't say that in the letter, but she ate a plate of vegetables and the mom did her thing. So that she, you know, she said it was a little awkward having conversation with her and everything, but she didn't force anything. She told, the mom went back, told her boyfriend it was great, but she still didn't see him having a future with this girl. Mom just can't see it. So boyfriend said, okay, I have someone who really knows my mom. We'll invite her to dinner. So they cook dinner. The girlfriend is thinking it's for his Auntie Fee. Turns out it's for his ex-wife, Felicia. Felicia came over. A big fight erupted. Felicia ended up with 3 or 4 stitches in her forehead. Ooh, this girl was mad, wasn't she? Don't you ever. Anyway, it turned into a huge problem. They broke up. Boyfriend is begging her now to come back. She's mad because he called his ex-wife, and he doesn't see how that was a problem. So she's asking, should she walk away for good? That is the question.
I'm still concerned about Felicia, who didn't know nothing about this. Felicia ain't asked for none of this. Mm-hmm. Felicia, and then when Felicia walks in,
why would she go over there?
I don't know, but that's okay. But Felicia walks in, and you think it's... You think it's a prank. I am the king of prank. This ain't no damn prank. This is really happening right here. Okay? This is the real deal, baby. This ain't no joke at all. And you guys been, you were married. They were married for 9 months. Something happened that didn't go right. Mm-hmm. Okay? Uh-huh. So now, what could happen at dinner? She walk in, you get upset because you think it's Aunt Fee and it's really Felicia from the high school. Mm-hmm. But what did Felicia do to deserve the ass whooping? What did
walk
Felicia
through the door?
You ain't. You know what? This would have read a whole lot different if it said he got 3 or 4 stitches. Now I understand. Yeah. I understand because he didn't set this up. If he got 3 or 4 stitches, I get it. What did Felicia do to get the stitches? And did y'all eat dinner or not? Yeah. Did we ever eat the dinner? That's all I'm asking.
We
done sat there and prepared this big ass dinner. Yeah. Let me tell you something. You know who over there shaking their head and grinding their teeth? His mama.
The mama
over there looking like, I told you her ass was crazy. I told you didn't need to be doing nothing with her. And mama steady grinding her teeth and on her way back to the Golden Corral. Now, should I go ahead, Cheryl? I'm sorry.
No, I'm saying now Felicia is gonna have to wear bangs for the rest of her life. You forgot to say that.
Cause you didn't cut her forehead. Yeah. She gonna have stitches. Now we gotta find a man that likes stitches on a woman. You see what I'm saying? Now she messed up.
She should have gone over the woman's house, period.
Right. Felicia.
So here's the deal.
I don't condone the violence.
I would have understood if you'd have jumped on him. I would have understood that. Felicia wasn't invited over. She was caught up in a situation. Now, why she went, I don't know. What did Felicia think she was on her way to? I do not know. Because just like we didn't know nothing on this side, Felicia might not have known nothing on that side. We don't know. He's the most ignorant one of all in the story.
Yes, he is. Clueless.
Then you got the nerve to say,
question for you, Tommy.
You got the nerve to say, should I walk away for good? That's your question.
Yes,
should I walk away for good? I think you need to go get some counseling because you just keep jumping on people. You're whooping people ass. You can't sit down and have dinner with nobody. You can't do nothing. You got an issue. We got to fix your problem. You don't want to eat with nobody, mama, and have a good time. You don't want to have, when you cook dinner, if it ain't the person coming to dinner, you're going to whoop their ass. You got an issue.
Tommy,
go ahead. I'm listening.
Put yourself in the girlfriend's place, okay? Put yourself in the girlfriend's place. All right. You and a woman are dating. The mom does not like you. So what your girlfriend does is invite her ex over to your house. You all cook dinner. You don't know it's her ex, though. Her ex comes to your house.
Yeah.
What happens at your house?
Well, see, I'm a different person, Shirley. I'm a different person. I'm gonna whoop everybody's ass. I'm a different person.
Okay.
I know who I am. Okay. But I know I've embraced me. I know me. I know my shortcomings.
I know my shortcomings.
I know that dude will never come in that house again. I'm gonna whoop his ass. I am.
Drag him
out the front door. And feed him as I'm whooping his mouth. You're gonna eat this dinner we prepared. You're gonna eat this dinner, but you're gonna get your butt whooped at the same time. I got it. I'm a different kind of guy. But this young lady is not ladylike to act like this. You can be a little bit
double
more
standard,
and have a little
standard
class about yourself. You got to handle yourself differently. You
got to
handle situations. I'm sorry, Shirley. This is what I expect from a lady. I don't want to see this
Alicia
in a lady.
Alicia should have went over there.
Yeah, why would she go over to her ex's house? Why? And he's with someone else. It just makes no sense.
Shirley, you know him and Felicia been doing it. What is you talking about, Shirley? You know damn well him and Felicia been doing it.
That's why she felt comfortable going over there, and that's why she got her behind whooped. All right, okay. Hit us up on Instagram at Steve Harvey FM to comment on today's Strawberry Letter. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand. Now, coming up next, it is the Daily Sports Update right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, so Junior will be back at work tomorrow. That's great news. We missed
you, Junior.
He's going to take over his sports segment. But I must admit that
it's his segment.
What do you mean, take over his sports segment? What are you talking about?
What I'm saying is, you know, I'm really enjoying doing the sports. It's fun.
It's fun.
This is sports. All right, check it out. Tell me this is not
you
sports.
You ain't First Take. What did you talk about?
Watch sports. What are you talking about?
Anyway, pro football fans continue to support Buffalo Bills safety Damar Hamlin since he collapsed on the field during Monday Night Football. Hamlin's blue home jersey has been the top seller among all sports jerseys on the Fanatics online store. And in response to the boost in sales, Fanatics CEO Michael Rubin announced that the company would donate all the proceeds from the jersey sales to Hamlin's Chasing M's Foundation. That's really good news. And the better news is that Damar is improving. The New York Giants celebrated to the tune of $40,000 after they won their first NFL playoff in 6 years at MetLife Stadium 1 week ago. They defeated the Indianapolis Colts 38-10, and the entire team celebrated by shutting down a restaurant for their private celebratory event. Running back Saquon Barkley. See any relation to Charles Barkley, Saquon?
I love Saquon Barkley. He is funny.
He's fly.
He's fly, too. Yeah.
Saquon Barkley, wide receivers Sterling Shepard and Kenny Galladay, and quarterback Tyrod Taylor reportedly paid the $40,000 bill, and they left a really generous tip.
What did they eat for $40,000?
I know, right? It's a lot. It's a lot of money.
What? Did everybody get the special? I mean, what? This one you're supposed to eat just vegetables. 40,000?
A vegetable plate. Yeah. And Tommy, here's a really cute story about your alma mater, Texas A&M. And Florida's basketball game in Gainesville, Florida, was delayed after the Texas A&M equipment managers realized they had left the team's jerseys back at the hotel. What happened there?
He need his ass whooped. Now, how you just leave the damn jersey? This your job. All you need is the ball and the jerseys. How you going to leave the jerseys?
You got one job. The managers had to rush back to retrieve them, but A&M was still penalized for the delay by officials. A&M overcame the penalty and won 66-63. So there you go.
They should have just played skins and shirts. Just take your shirts off. They
just be naked up top.
Shirts and
skins. All right, that's sports. Junior will be back tomorrow. He will. And
thank God.
Anyway, coming up at the top of the hour, have you ever had a crush on someone and ended up dating them? Was it everything you thought it would be?
I still got the damn crush. What you talking about?
We'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning.
Guess what, Mango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know. That's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like, how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Show.
Entrepreneur and reality TV star Angela Simmons recently gave the world a relationship status update on a relationship that's been the topic of speculation for over 7 years. Well, on New Year's Eve, Angela announced that she is dating rapper Yo Gotti and that she's happier than she's ever been. Romance rumors started back in 2015 when Yo Gotti released his rap song Down in the DMs, and he rapped about having a crush on Angela. He said, boy, I got a crush on Angela Simmons. Then he followed it with, F it, I'm gone, let the world know. Well, we now know for sure that they're dating after we saw their beautiful what? New Year's photos. Yeah, their New Year's Eve photos.
So if I do a song and talk about who I got a crush on, they just show up like that? How'd it work out?
Well, sometimes. Remember 50 Cent and Vivica Fox? Remember that one?
But here's the difference between you and Yo Gotti. You're married.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
the difference. Yeah,
yeah. Surely you didn't mean now today.
I don't mean now.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I don't mean now.
But good looking out though, Carla.
It's good to know what I should have done.
Right. Okay. So who's your crush, Tommy? Who's your crush?
Oh,
or
God,
did you have one?
Oh, did I have a crush?
A serious crush on someone.
Serious crush.
And did you end up dating them? Anything like that? We know you have a crush on Halle. We know that's never going to happen.
And trust me, I don't want it to. I don't want it to. I promise you. I like a crush from afar. I don't want it to happen.
Me too. Yeah. I
think you're beautiful. That's what that is. Mm-hmm. And you know who else I think is beautiful? That damn Fantasia. I think Fantasia is off the chain.
She's gorgeous.
Tasia! Ever since American Idol, you ain't been the same, Tasia.
I remember, Carla, when Steve introduced us to our crush, Denzel, at the time.
Yep.
Yeah.
We were fangirling so hard. We embarrassed Steve so much. We couldn't even talk, Tommy, when we met Denzel. All we could say was, hi.
But I saw Bleak in the flesh. Bleak from Mo Better Blues. I almost passed out.
Our famous
but y'all were better than me. I was on the plane with Halle Berry and could not make eye contact. I I literally stuck my head through the window of the plane. I almost stuck it out. I just couldn't turn around. I turned around. She was looking dead at me. Oh, gosh, she's looking at me.
And when I met Idris, same thing. Couldn't talk. Couldn't talk.
Hey, Idris. But I'll tell you the one person for me. Y'all know I got a crush on a white guy. You know Brad Pitt.
Oh, no. You know that's mine, too.
I love Brad Pitt.
We're together on that one. We are together. That is mine, too. Oh, Lord.
I love me some Brad. Yes. And I like Tom Cruise, too.
Yes.
With his crazy behind. Tom is nutty, but I like him.
But that Top Gun Maverick, though, one of my favorite movies this year or of last year. Yeah, my favorite. That movie was so good. Top Gun Maverick.
It was very good.
Whew, those crushes, I think they should remain crushes. I think we all agree on that. Because
you don't want to discriminate either. I don't discriminate on my crushes.
Uh-uh.
Can I tell y'all a crush from like way back in the day? Uh-huh.
Way back who?
Way back when? This is 90s. 90s crush, okay?
Okay, let's see it.
I lied to you not. Different World, Jada Pinkett, I lied to you not, was a crush for me.
Everybody liked Jada back then in the 90s.
Yeah. Way before that red table, though. This way before that. Woo!
You know who I used to love, too, back in the 90s? I ain't gonna lie to you. Tupac.
Yep. Oh, Tupac.
There you go.
Can I say this? Who mine was in the 90s? Bobby Brown. You know we love us some Bobby. Carla, when we met Bobby Brown, could we talk then? Remember we met him.
I gotta throw one in. Salt
from Salt and Pepper. I'm sorry. Okay. Ooh, I wanted to be sugar.
Those are our crushes. Coming up at 20 minutes after the hour, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Rumor has it that Rihanna may be getting married shortly after her Super Bowl appearance next month. One of Rihanna's friends reportedly told Heat magazine that Rihanna would love to get married in Barbados around her birthday, which falls on February 20th. The insider says that Rihanna and longtime boyfriend and father of her child, rapper A$AP Rocky, planned on getting married a while back, but put it off because they wanted to get through the pregnancy, then settle into raising their son for at least 6 months without any big distractions. So there you go. Look for a wedding possibly in February from Rihanna and A$AP Rocky.
Oh, I love
her. You heard it here first. We hope that's true. Love us some Rihanna.
My daughter, let me tell you, teenagers, that age group, they love Rihanna. They love her. Yeah. They really, really love her. If she got married, Tasha would be like, we going to the wedding. I'd be like,
But I know her. That's my girl.
She loves Rihanna.
Did you see the pictures that she posted of her cute little baby?
He's so adorable.
Yes. So we're looking for them, to do big things this year, hopefully. They look like they're very much in love. Very much in love.
So is the baby A$AP Junior? What's the baby going to be? I'm serious. A$AP Junior?
A$AP, get in here, A$AP. A$AP.
Get in here, A$AP, A$AP.
Yes.
All right, we'll have more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show. And coming up at 33 minutes after the hour, we'll play a round of Would You Rather right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
It is time now for a round of Would You Rather. Carla, we need you. We need you on this one, girl.
Okay.
And you too, Shirley. And you too, Walona.
Here we go. All right, would you rather take down your Christmas tree decorations, your Christmas decorations, or mow the entire yard, depending on how big your yard is?
I would rather mow the entire yard because you know how I feel about Christmas decorations. Yes. I want them up the entire year. So
I love putting them up, taking them down.
No. I'll mow the entire yard.
Yeah. I'm mowing. What about you?
I'm on 2 acres of land and I will push mow before I take them down like that.
Okay.
I will push mow before I do that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I would mow my yard, your yard, and your yard. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, would you rather go to happy hour with an ex or have wisdom teeth pulled?
Pull them.
This is a good one.
Pull them. Pull them.
You want your
pull
teeth?
All four of them.
Then go to happy hour with your ex?
Let me tell you how much I'm talking about. Pull all four of them without numbing me up. Pull them.
No shots in the gums for you.
I go to the bar afterwards by myself.
Oh, wow, Tommy. Wow. I would go to happy hour with my ex. I'd be right there. Yeah, what? 2-for-1, margaritas, wings, whatever we got to do.
And the more you drink, the more you don't even realize they're there. Hold on before we even start. I need to get three of them in me. I need to get three of them in before I start talking to you.
Yeah, I'm going to happy hour with my ex because I already had all four of my wisdom teeth pulled at the same time.
I woke up,
it was over.
Mm. They are huge.
Yeah.
All right. Woke up, it was over. All right, would you rather walk to the mailbox naked or do a Zoom meeting in a towel only? Hmm.
Tommy, you go first.
You know I'm walking to that mailbox. You know
damn well. I know, because you love nakedness.
You know I'm walking. I'm all that breeze coming through. You know I'm walking to that mailbox. Dang, that's a beautiful thing right there, partner. And walk back looking at my bills, opening mail without a problem. Who got it?
Just standing there. I paid these people. Why are you sending me a bill?
Why is this a pink notice?
Right.
Dillard's then send me another card.
Let me activate it, but you activating it outside naked.
Right. Well, I got a 15% discount at this restaurant.
And I'm comfortable because I got my Uggs house shoes on, so I'm good. I'm fine.
So your feet are protected.
Yes.
I got some of those for Christmas. All right. Would you rather work as a snake handler or work as a storm chaser?
I'll go first.
Both of you guys
chase
out.
A hurricane or a tornado and anything else if I work as a snake handler.
I'm not running to the damn storm caller. I'm sorry. All this lightning and can on. Is you crazy?
We gotta go.
You snakes gonna get y'all ass over here and sit down. I'm not finna do this with y'all today.
Coming up in 49 minutes after the hour, we'll close out the show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Guess what, Bango?
What's that, Will?
So iHeart is giving us a whole minute to promote our podcast, Part-Time Genius.
I know, that's why I spent my whole week composing a haiku for the occasion. It's about my emotional journey in podcasting over the last 7 years, and it's called Earthquake House.
Mango, I'm going to cut you off right there. Why don't we just tell people about our show instead?
Yeah, that's a better idea. So every week on Part-Time Genius, we feed our curiosity by answering the world's most important questions. Things like, when did America start dialing 911? Is William Shatner's best acting work in Esperanto? Also, what happened to Esperanto?
Plus, we cover questions like how Chinese is your Chinese food? How do dollar stores stay in business? And of course, is there an Illuminati of cheese?
There absolutely is, and we are risking our lives by talking about it. But if you love mind-blowing facts, incredible history, and really bad jokes, make your brains happy and tune in to Part-Time Genius.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, guys, here we are, last break of the day. Wow, this Monday went by pretty fast, huh? Pretty fast. We're in it now. We're in it.
Oh, yeah, we up in it.
Yeah, we're in January now. January 9th.
Yeah, second week of the new
year. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Christmas is, 11 months away?
Please stop. Slow that down. Ooh, slow that down.
These years go by so fast, man.
Yes, they do.
Yeah,
it's a big day today, January 9th, for you and nephew today.
Happy birthday to my... Go ahead, Shirley, you first.
No, I want to say happy birthday to Jackie, too. It's Nesto's birthday, my husband's birthday, but it's also your beautiful wife's birthday, so happy birthday. It's crazy that they're born on the same day. I love
same
that.
Same day. Happy
we'll
birthday
always remember.
Both of y'all. Happy birthday, my beautiful wife, Jackie, and Ernesto, happy birthday to you, my man. Happy birthday. Y'all want me to... I was going to do it like a little Steve Harvey closing remark. These are just titles, though. Y'all just let me know what y'all think.
All right, and then let me say happy anniversary, too. Happy anniversary to us.
Oh, I forgot. You got a double whammy going on.
Uh-huh. Easy to remember.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you.
Nice.
All right.
Nice.
My closing remarks today.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be bitter and expect your life to be sweet. Hello.
That's That's deep. Come on with it.
These,
come on.
These are Steve Harvey quotes right here. You know, you let me see.
What else you got? This is a new year. You got to come deep with it. Come on, nephew.
Oh, deeper than that? Deeper than that?
Yeah, yeah. This okay. 2020.
That was cute. That was good for opening, for an opening. Yeah. So that was good. Uh-huh.
That was good for an opening. Uh-huh. That was good mm-hmm. for an opening. Mm-hmm. Let me see. Let me mm-hmm. see. If you ain't trying to go to the moon, where's you trying to go?
Okay, now you bringing it, baby. Come on, now you bring
these,
it.
This is yeah. all Steve Harvey right here. This is all.
Yeah.
Come on, nephew. I like it. Let's get deep with it in 2023. Yes. Let's go. What else you got?
Oh my God! Let me see. Let me see. Let me think.
Give us one more.
One more good one. Let me see. Yeah. One more good.
Something we
could
think
kinda...
about all day. All day. Mm-hmm. We can think
maybe
about.
All year, Carla. Maybe all year. You
oh,
know?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Go big.
All
go home.
Year.
Yeah, that's right. Uh huh.
Ooh, let me think. You can't keep getting mad at people for okay. sucking the life out of you if you keep giving them the straw. Hello.
Nah.
Why is you passing out these straws? What is you doing? Mm-hmm. Letting
you know your uncle
suck all the life out of you. Why is you giving them these straws? Hello.
Come on,
ooh,
boy.
You deep like your uncle. You getting deep like your uncle,
I think
like
I said
uncle,
something right there. Yeah. I think yeah. I said something.
Uh-huh. That's a word, a whole uh-huh. word now. Uh-huh. A whole mm-hmm. word. I love mm-hmm. it. Mm-hmm. That's it? You good? Mm-hmm.
Let
just
think,
three?
Let me
you don't
think,
have one
let me
more
think,
for
let
me
us?
Think.
Mm. Ooh.
No,
I'm trying to think.
Sighing and stuff.
I'm trying to think. You know, I have
close
to
close your eyes with it.
Yeah,
okay.
yeah, yeah. That's
close all. Ooh, like I used to. Oh, like I used to do.
Yeah.
Yes.
Close your eyes and concentrate. What you got?
Ooh. Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Ooh.
These are deep, deep sayings like your uncle ooh. From the nephew.
You can't keep shacking up with the devil and expecting the Lord to help you pay rent. Hello.
That was okay, kind of deep, though.
Now that was for real deep.
That
was for real deep.
Yeah. You own
no,
something right there.
I'm on one.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was from your own mind.
Things I've been going through.
Experience. Sure.
I love that one.
Can't keep shacking up with the devil and expecting the Lord to help you pay rent. Good God.
Come on now.
Each time you give us one, it gets deeper.
Girl, a word.
Yeah.
He's coming with
uh-huh. Let me think uh-huh. now. Let me think. Being okay. broke is a part of the game. Uh-huh. But staying broke is some personal BS right there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. That's what it is. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh.
Being broke is part of the game.
Uh-huh.
But staying uh-huh. broke, come on now. Uh-huh. That's on you. That's on you.
You mm-hmm. you could probably stop with that one. That was probably it.
Well, yeah. Yeah.
We're good.
I was going to okay. ask you, though, to go old school uncle and, you know, that one about his favorite one, if you throw a rock. Some people might need to hear that today.
If you throw a rock in a pack of dogs, the one to holler is the one you hit. Well, yeah. Wouldn't he?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Wouldn't he say something if you hit him with?
I never understood that one.
Here go a Tommy one. I'm not making peace with nobody. Okay, you knew life was short when you crossed me the first time. I'm sorry. When you crossed me, you knew what was up. You knew what was up.
I thought these were supposed to be positive. So yeah. You're holding a grudge? Is that what you're saying?
I'm sorry.
Tommy, that was old time. That was old school Tommy now.
You want me to go to just straight stupid Tommy?
Yeah.
Y'all want just straight stupid?
Always.
Mm-mm.
You
no,
got
I
my
can't
head hurting. I'm exhausted trying to figure these out, but go ahead.
That's the beauty of it. Don't try.
If you're going to wear animal print, please weigh less than the animal. I'm just saying. You're going to have to. Just.
I asked for stupid Tommy, didn't I?
Yeah. And I told you to stop a while back. But you this on you. That's you take this hit. You take it, Shirley.
I asked for it.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Now you wanna stop?
What? What? Y'all that wasn't clever? Y'all didn't feel nothing clever about that?
We got to go.
No. And you're in trouble when your uncle comes back. I'm just letting you know.
Well, he shouldn't have left me in charge. I don't know. <understand. laughs>
We got to go, nephew. Take us home.
Hey, it's the Steve Harvey Morning Show. We love y'all. Hope you enjoyed today. Talk to God. He would love to hear from you. We will see y'all tomorrow. Until then,
for peace. All Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Guess what, Will?
What's that, Mango?
I've been trying to write a promo for our podcast, Part-Time Genius, but even though we've done over 250 episodes, we don't really talk about murders or cults.
I mean, we did just cover the Illuminati of cheese, so I feel like that makes us pretty edgy. We also solve mysteries like how Chinese is your Chinese food and how do dollar stores make money? And then, of course, can you game a dog show?
So what you're saying is everyone should be listening.
Listen to Part-Time Genius on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, acclaimed comics writer and notorious Scott Summers hater, Rosie Knight.
Well, hello, Emmy-winning podcaster and totally unbiased Targaryen royal supporter, Jason Concepcion.
Somehow the X-Ray Vision podcast has returned.
And like always, we'll be here every week.
You'll hear from TV writers, actors, comics creators, pop culture critics.
Nothing is off the table.
Listen to X-Ray Vision on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.